Susan and I are so excited to announce that we have partnered with our friend, attorney Gabrielle Hartley, best-selling author of Better Apart, The Radically Positive Way to Separate, to create a series of very special divorce retreats called Bi Divorce, Bi for Best You Ever Retreats, which features a stellar list of all-star experts. If you're a woman going through divorce, separation, or still healing from the process, these divorce retreats are for you. You've got to come. We have expert advice, practical tips, inspirational guests. Our very first one is Saturday, May 18th, 2019, from 9:30 to 4 in Los Angeles.
So at this very first retreat, let me just give you a rundown of some of the really exciting guests that we have. You've met many of them on the show. We have Ariel Lori, social media influencer and the creator of the lifestyle brand, The Blonde Files. Jen Giamo, celebrity trainer you've seen on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she's the creator with Worthy.com of the Fresh Start Fitness Program. Tammy Leader Fuller, the creator of Camp Powerment and an Emmy Award-winning producer of The Today Show. Lily Vasilev, one of the leading divorce financial experts in the country who you have seen on CNN, MarketWatch, CNBC, and The Street. We have Aaron Levine, the creator of Hello Divorce and one of the bright lights in the world of legal tech. And we're going to do a live podcast taping of Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast, with very special guest, celebrity divorce attorney and the creator of It's Over Easy, Laura Wasser.
And we also want to thank our sponsor for these events, FAIR, F-A-Y-R, the premier co-parenting app. You've met Michael Daniels, the creator of the app, on episode 123. And we are very excited that they are partnering with us for these retreats. Look for additional Bi Divorce retreats coming soon in Chicago, New York, and Naples. But don't miss the very first one right here in Los Angeles.
You can get more information about attending the retreats or becoming a sponsor at bidivorce.com. That's B-Y-E. divorce.com, and be sure to grab your seat quickly at these events because we have very limited availability in all locations. We hope to see you there.
Coming today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast.
I think another big issue that people face is uncertainty, not just about their lives, which lawyers don't do a great job of helping people navigate through. It's not really our jobs, but the uncertainty there, but the uncertainty of what that legal process is going to look like. And in my experience, when you have uncertainty, that leads to fear. And when you have fear, you have a lot of irrational behavior, and that leads to conflict.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
And now, we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free.
Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is DIY divorce, how to get what you want and save money, time, and headache with legal tech guru, Aaron Levine. I'm Susan Guthrie.
And I'm Rebecca Zung. And I'm so excited personally to have Aaron Levine here with us today. And I know Susan is super excited too. She is a superstar in the world of legal tech and soon to be a household name, or at least Hello Divorce is soon to be a household name. She is the founder of Levine Family Law Group in San Francisco, one of the leading law firms in San Francisco. But that is so like not her whole resume at all. She's also a certified family law specialist. But she is the creator and founder of a brilliant, genius, unbelievable website called Hello Divorce, which will help you. Well, I'm going to let her share all about it, but it's really, really incredible. She was the grand prize winner of the Duke Law and Tech Accelerator for her leading role in the world of legal tech. ABA named her to the prestigious Women of Legal Tech list. And really, the list goes on and on. But she also just dropped an amazing app that's going to really change the face of divorce. And she's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Erin.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful introduction. And you know, I always welcome any opportunity to speak with you ladies. I just find you to be so wise and to share experiences and divorce-related topics in a way that is not sugar-coated, completely authentic, but also approachable. I was catching up on your episodes this past weekend, and just brilliant. In my 15 years, I don't think I've ever seen, I know I have never heard a podcast on this topic that is just so excellent. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you, Erin. Coming from you, that really does mean a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we have been looking forward to this episode. We have been so excited about Hello Divorce. And now with the new app dropping, you know, we know that just literally dropped within the past week or two. So I know, you know, you've been crazy, crazy busy around that. And just with the whirlwind of your life in the past couple of years with the website coming out, now the app. You and I recently got to meet in Chicago when you were in town for the ABA Tech Show, which was so much fun. But I watched, and like the entire, you were the it girl of the conference. Everyone wanted to talk to Erin because it's just what you're doing is so new and so exciting. So, you know, it's exciting for us to be able to bring this information to our listeners because, you know, we're always trying to bring those innovations to them to let them know that there are new ways to handle divorce. And I think that this episode will be an eye opener for people.
And I just want to just say really briefly that she is going to be a speaker at By Divorce in LA with us. I didn't want to wait till the very end. We will mention it again at the end, but I really want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, we are beyond excited about that because, again, we really want to let people know that divorce can be something different from what your friends, family, you know, people that you know in the past have gone through. And Erin is a huge part of how that is changing. And, you know, Erin, in the intro, Rebecca mentioned, you know, you have your own family law firm. It's one of the leading firms in your area. You're a certified family law specialist, which in the state of California is a very high certification given by the state. It, you know, for people who are at a high level of expertise in the area of family law. So you are, you know, you, like Rebecca and I, have been in the trenches working as a family law attorney. But you've taken this time in your life to become someone who innovates, someone who goes in a different path. You know, and there's a passion in you. So I've always found that there's a reason where, or something that led to that passion, you know, so maybe you could share a little bit of the story behind the scenes for us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a story behind this. It's not as uplifting as one would hope, but it certainly gave me the passion and the mission to go beyond establishing a multi-million dollar law firm and instead risk that to try something new. And where it starts is as a child, I was a competitive gymnast and I made it quite far, but I had a very abusive coach. And ultimately, as a late teen, I sued him in civil court, and then I was a witness in the criminal case against him. And I received justice in the traditional sense of the word, in that we won the civil suit, and he went to prison for a short period of time in the criminal lawsuit. But But I found the whole experience within the legal system to be awful. It was disempowering. It was scary. It was expensive. I didn't know what was happening next. Frustrating. So I knew at that point, and I didn't know how, but I knew at that point that I needed to be a leader. I needed to help people navigate through the legal system and kind of like a tour guide of sorts. And so that's what got me into law, and that's what got me into building my law firm. But ultimately, it just felt like it wasn't enough. And so that's when I started to design and create what ultimately became Hello Divorce.
I think what you have created with Hello Divorce is absolutely amazing, as I said in my introduction. And I know how much work it is, by the way. I mean, I created a set of divorce master classes last year that I have on my website, and just those, you know, is so much work. And to do what you've done while you're in the trenches and still practicing family law, we call it the trenches,
yeah.
is incredible to me. And, you know, so why did you, what are the top challenges that you saw people facing in family law that made you want to create this program?
Well, I think that I've seen every type of divorce out there. Having been a litigator, a mediator, a collaborative divorce practitioner, you know, you see it all. And that being said, no two divorces are the same. And so I really had got to know the client and the consumer. And what I had noticed is that, you know, procedure is not rocket science, but it is really, really, really hard to navigate. So regardless of whether you're working with a lawyer or you're working on your own, I think people get really weighed down and really discouraged by the procedure that comes with divorce. Because even if you have a completely amicable divorce, you still have all these forms you need to do or paperwork. You still need to figure out how to file it, how to get processed by the court. In some states, you have to get a hearing so that you can have a judge divorce you. So procedure is a really big thing. I think another big issue that people face is uncertainty, not just about their lives, which lawyers don't do a great job of helping people navigate through. It's not really our jobs, but the uncertainty there, but the uncertainty of what the legal process is going to look like. And in my experience, when you have uncertainty, that leads to fear. And when you have fear, you have a lot of irrational behavior, and that leads to conflict. And so my goal is to take that conflict down, to give people the information that they need, give them transparency in the process and with each other, so that we can take down that level of fear, we can give people certainty, and they can move forward to that next version of themselves. And that is just a really challenging thing to do.
And that's where I think your Hello Divorce and your creation of Hello Divorce is so brilliant, because, you know, the reality for most people going through divorce is that 85% of cases that are pending in court right now, at least one of the parties does not have an attorney because they can't afford one in most cases. And so that is a huge number. Think about the, you know, hundreds of thousands of divorces pending today. And that is a huge number of people that have no guidance, or only the guidance that they're able to glean from looking at the judicial website, which, as practitioners, we all know is not usually a great source of information. And so, you know, that's where I think you have gone and hit the nail on the head of helping people who find themselves in that scary space, right? You know, you talk about it. I always refer to it as the limbo of divorce. You're stuck in this place. You know this process is going to unfold. There's a huge amount of fear around that because you don't understand it. And Hello Divorce is literally this little bright beacon that has so much that offers people. And I, you know, can you outline a little bit of what Hello Divorce actually offers to its clients that helps, you know, put the light on all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when people come into my law firm, they're paying me $450, sometimes $500 an hour. So I don't really have the opportunity to look beyond the law or the legal issue at hand. With Hello Divorce, I get this opportunity to provide all sorts of support, including, you know, wellness support and articles that are written by influencers in the wellness space. I get to think about what people are thinking as they're navigating through the process and not just the law. So I get to actually design the law and procedure to fit into people's lives instead of, you know, the opposite. So what Hello Divorce seeks to do is to say, hey, the average cost of divorce in this country is somewhere between $18,000 and $27,000 per person, depending on if you have children or not. And even people who can afford that amount don't necessarily want to pay that amount. And so they're looking for other options. And historically, we've had the hire the attorney in a full representation capacity or try to navigate through with a DIY book or some DIY existing option online, which might be great for your forms, but not necessarily help you with negotiation or support you through mediation or give you the strategy that you actually need. So Hello Divorce seeks to support people whatever stage they are in their divorce and however complex their divorce is. And we have a do-it-yourself app that just launched that uses artificial intelligence and conditional logic to only ask you the questions that need to be asked so that we can prepare your forms instantaneously. We also have do-it-for-you options. All of these options are available at any time of day or night. They can be done in your jammies, from your home, on your tablet, on your phone. But the do-it-for-you option is really a great way if you have a full agreement or you're working towards a full agreement with a mediator, but you don't want to have to deal with the forms or the making copies or the taking them down to the courthouse and filing them. Our legal document assistants do that for you. And then finally, we have an option if you need a little extra help along the way or you want a little help figuring out your best case scenario or whether or not an option that was presented to you in mediation is a good one for you, we do fixed fee legal coaching. So through the app or through the web platform, you can purchase a half hour or an hour or 5 hours of a lawyer's time, and that lawyer can help you and comes to you. So that lawyer will review the forms that you have prepared through the app, will look at the notes that you have taken and the resources that are interesting to you, and work with you to craft, you know, your maximize your results.
That's amazing. And it's like it hits all of the pain points that people have, you know. And one of the other things that I think is really great is, you know, my clients have always traditionally had trouble with filling out the forms. And so, you know, just even the financial affidavit, which everybody has to fill out, it can be kind of dicey for people because, you know, it's like, is it just my expense? Is it the household expense? Is it for the kids too? Is it not? And the reality is that parts of it are for just you, whether, you know, if it's grooming or something like that, but parts of it are for the, you know, whatever the expense is, like the mortgage or the, you know, the electricity, you don't break that out. So it can be confusing if you're not in that world, you know? And so paralegals.
Yeah.
So tell us how you help support through that.
Yeah, that's a really, really important point. So we never, through our app, we never actually have you look at the forms themselves, because if you did, your head would spin. As brilliant as you might be, we've had surgeons, we've had some of the top business men and women look at these forms and get overwhelmed. So you're not looking at the forms at all. What you're doing is you're following along my guided interview. And what I do in that interview is break down the legalese and ask you questions that I think will elicit the best response to the question. So instead of you know, what's in your bank account. The question might be, you know, what was in your bank account at the time of separation? And where did those funds come from? Were they a result of your earnings, or did your spouse transfer them to you? So I'm asking you these questions that aren't necessarily how the questions are presented in the forms, but they're going to get that best answer. And then those answers are populated onto your forms, and you can instantly download them. You can edit them. You can forward them to one of our lawyers who can review them and suggest revisions for you. But really, you're getting the end result, the forms completed, as opposed to starting with the forms and trying to figure them out.
We're going to take a quick break right now to tell you about our newest sponsor, the co-parenting app Fair. If that sounds familiar, we interviewed Michael Daniels, the creator of Fair, on episode 123, The Insider Secret to Seamless Co-Parenting. And Rebecca and I are very strong supporters of Fair because we think it supplies you with the best tools to improve communication with your co-parent. They have a time-sharing calendar, documentable text messaging, and an expense tracker to keep track of those shared expenses.
GPS check-in that's court verifiable, a monthly parenting report to download with all your details, private journal to take notes, a file vault to keep your records, photos, and documents, and it's all downloadable in a convenient time and date stamp PDF when you need documentation for legal matters. And there's even a Spanish version as well. Fair allows you to experience co-parenting a totally new way. Simply, inexpensively, transparently, and fairly. Lose the he said, she said, and be the best parent you can be. Be fair. Subscribe at BeFair, BeFayr.com, and then download FAYR from the App Store or Google Play. Just go to fair.com for more details.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on DIY Divorce, how to get what you want and save money, time, and headache with legal tech guru Aaron Levine.
What I did was just really cut down on the overhead so that I could offer legal services that were affordable to the consumer, but also allowed the lawyer to make a living, because I'm not going to attract the best of the best lawyers if they're not getting paid. And so we leverage technology in a million different ways, from self-scheduling to an automated intake process, so that we could take down the cost and pass that on to the consumer.
Listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including moving out, when should you leave, and other house issues in divorce.
People, I'm sure you hear Rebecca, they don't want to leave the house. They want to get the other person out of the house. And how do they do that? Yeah.
One thing that I want to just clear up before we even get into all of that, how do you kick the other person out, which is a normal question, is will I still have a claim to the house if I leave?
And now we return to today's show.
See, and I love that because I know, you know, I came into California after practicing in another jurisdiction for a really long time. And when I sat down and looked at the California forms for the financial disclosures and all, I have to say, state of California has not work to make those a simple process. And there's several different forms, and they have to be compiled in a certain different way. And there's certain documents that need to be exchanged, financial documents. And hello, divorce, without ever, you know, I think it's important to point out what you said. The people ever never actually see the forms until they're populated and printed out for them. You ask the questions and have them upload the information in a seamless and, you know, flowing type of manner, so that it never seems like this crazy form that they have to fill out. So, you know, I think the forms alone are a huge help factor. But one of the other things that for people, especially that 85% of people who are not represented in their divorce, I think something that will instantly get people's attention is that you have sort of what I'm going to call on-call attorneys. You have attorneys that are affordable, accessible, and as you pointed out, you know, get up to speed on what that client needs to know, available through Hello Divorce. So maybe you could talk a little bit more about how that actually works.
Right. So what I did was just really cut down on the overhead so that I could offer legal services that were affordable to the consumer, but also allowed the lawyer to make a living, because I'm not going to attract the best of the best lawyers if they're not getting paid. And so we leverage technology in a million different ways, from self-scheduling to an automated intake process, so that we could take down the cost and pass that on to the consumer. So through the app or through the platform, and I should make the caveat, say that in this moment, these legal services are only available to Californians, but I'm sure we'll get to it later how, you know, we're going to be expanding those. But in the moment, through our website or through the app, if you run into some trouble or you've been working on these questions and it just, and you maybe don't understand why you need to disclose something or why it's important or how this might affect your divorce, then you can click on a button. You can purchase some time with a lawyer. You can self-schedule at a time or date that works for you. In many cases, a lawyer will be available that day, which is great. And you don't have to tell the lawyer your whole story, because the lawyer can take a look at the answers that you've already plugged into the app. And so you're not starting over. You're not wasting time. You're not paying a lawyer to retell your story, which, you know, a lot of people have said has been a really wonderful thing for them. And one thing I will mention is that everyone who signs up for a free membership on Hello Divorce has access to all of our tools and resources. Some of them are directly for Californians, like our flowchart of the California divorce process. But a lot of these resources will benefit anyone who's going through divorce. So our post-divorce goals worksheet or our self-help worksheet, many of our checklists, so many resources, your pre-divorce planning checklist. So many of these resources are available to everyone who is divorcing. And so I want to encourage people to use those as well. Those are free.
That's amazing. And you also just launched your app. And I want to make sure that we have a chance for you to explain to everybody what that is, because, like, it's just amazing to me that you can, you know, actually get divorced through an app on your phone now. Like, if you want a divorce, there's an app for that. Divorce Navigator. So tell our listeners about that and how that interfaces with the Hello Divorce experience.
Right. So no matter whether you have an amicable divorce, whether it's contested or there's conflict or it's super complex, everybody has to do certain forms. And the Divorce Navigator allows you to work through all of those forms. And if you are so inclined, if you are motivated to process the entire divorce on your own, as opposed to using a legal document assistant or your own lawyer, then it provides step-by-step instructions for you to be able to do that in California. So there is no reason, if you have a divorce where you've come to a full agreement, if you're willing to put in the time, there's no reason why you cannot process your divorce start to finish using our Divorce Navigator.
Amazing.
I love that, because, as you know, Rebecca and I have Breaking Free Mediation, and for our California clients, we think that that is such a wonderful resource for them, because they can come to us, we can help them work out resolutions to their issues, help them identify what they need to talk about, help them have those conversations, and then Hello Divorce and Divorce Navigator, through those resources, clients in California can completely process their divorce through the court system and get review counsel, you know, like we were just talking about, to go over the agreement, help them draft up the agreement, all of the things that they need to do, in addition to all those sort of universal tools that people have available to them that you referenced, Erin. So I think that this is just a wonderful opportunity for people to really focus on the issues of their divorce and sort of leave the difficult process and all to the resources that are available through your platform. So that it's just an exciting innovation. And, you know, but one of the things I do think that occurred to me as we've been talking, you know, as an online mediator, my entire practice is carried out online. I have found often that although clients love the ease and the idea of processing their divorce online, talking through the issues of their divorce online, mediating online, I have found practitioners in the field, other mediators, divorce attorneys, they're not so open-minded to it. And it sort of comes down to this concept of it's different. And I'm just wondering if you found this to be true with coming forth with what is clearly exciting new technology to, say, practitioners like Rebecca and I. But are you finding that across the board? Are clients excited? And what about other people in the field?
The clients and consumers are excited. I definitely have been met with cynics in the legal world, especially lawyers. And I mean, I certainly in the legal tech field have been embraced 100%. But there are cynics. And quite frankly, I was a cynic. It makes me really nervous to say you can divorce online. And in, for the most part, it's not a good idea. But what we try to do is really think of everything that would come up and also include in there, hey, if this issue is going on with you, it might be a really good idea for you to speak to a lawyer. Or to bring up other things that come up post-divorce. One thing I'm really proud of is that oftentimes people think when they've done their divorce judgment, they're done. But if there are terms in your judgment, like you need to divide retirement accounts, then you need to finish those. The divorce is not done at judgment. And so what I try to include in this app is a checklist of the things that you need to do post-divorce as well to really be able to move on to that next version of yourself, feeling financially and legally secure. And so what I try to tell my critics and my cynics is, hey, this isn't going to be a resolution. This isn't going to be the perfect option for everyone. But the bottom line is that the vast majority of people don't have access to meaningful, helpful, affordable legal help. And that's what I'm trying to do. And for the most part, it's working for a lot of our consumers.
That's such a great idea. My paralegals all know that, like, as soon as we have the marital settlement agreement, their next task is to go through it and create a checklist for the clients of all the things they need to do with dates, due dates, and all of that. And so the fact that you give that to people is just, I mean, you've totally thought of everything. So this is great. You've mentioned it. It's only in California now. But I know that you have plans to expand this out to other states, state by state, which I'm excited about. So for those people who don't have access to you, what final advice can you give our listeners?
So I think that it's really important to have a strategy going into your divorce. And having a strategy doesn't mean you want to 100% screw over your spouse. What it means is that you are going to be able to know what's in front of you and help guide you and your spouse through that divorce. And the strategy might change, but if we don't have a plan, then we're not going to feel in control and we're not going to be able to move through it. Because really, it's about you moving through a process. It does not happen overnight, as your listeners know. And we need to stay on task. We need to not get burned out, and we need to advocate for our best results. And so I think it's really important to build a strategy and not just rely on lawyers or legal help, but look to your therapist if that is someone that you're working with, your mindfulness professionals, wellness professionals, financial professionals. I mean, there's a lot of incredible resources out there. Look at them. You know, work with them and really build a strategy that's in your best, what's the word I'm looking for?
in your best interests or to help you on. Well, and I think it's actually when you were saying the wellness professionals, the financial professionals, that brings to mind our BYE divorce retreat. So Rebecca did mention at the beginning of the episode, but I just want to go into it a little bit more. You, for everyone out there who's in California listening to this, you are going to be on our expert panel on May 18th in Los Angeles at the By Divorce Retreat, which we're so excited to be able to bring that opportunity for people to meet you, ask you questions, make your products even more accessible to people. I know that you always are so wonderful about taking opportunities and meeting opportunities for people to meet you and speak with you. So can you tell our listeners just a little bit about what topic you'll be covering at the retreat?
Yeah, so just briefly, I'm going to be covering some of the legal issues that come up in divorce and how to best plan for them. But I am just one small piece of a really awesome pie. I'm super starstruck because all of the leading ladies in divorce industry are going to be there. If you will be in Southern California there and you are going through a divorce or contemplating divorce, you cannot miss this because I guarantee you there is no way that you could leave at the end of the day and not feel that much more prepared, inspired, invigorated, empowered. And I know those are words that we don't usually talk about when we talk about divorce, but you will. I absolutely guarantee it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so excited about it too. And so excited that you're going to be a part of it. I also know that you have an amazing promotion that you want to share with our listeners for Hello Divorce. Can you share that with them now?
Yes, absolutely. So if the listeners of your podcast want to go to the Hello Divorce site and sign up for our DIY Divorce, which is our Divorce Navigator app, you can receive a full month for $50. So instead of the $99, you will receive it for $50, and it's a monthly subscription. So if you want, you can cancel after that first month, although most people are taking somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 7, sometimes 8 months to get through the app and get through the entire divorce process. So that was a long way of saying that we're offering a promotional code. It is BREAKINGFREE50. And that will get you $50 off your first month with our Divorce Navigator.
I love that. I will put that in the show notes for our listeners, but that was Breaking Free 50. So thank you, Erin. I did want to make one other quick mention because another opportunity for people to meet you. A lot of our listeners are actually practitioners in the field of divorce, and you are also going to be joining Rebecca and I in presenting at the Southern California Mediation Association's Family Mediation Institute, which is going to be in Orange County on June 8th and 9th. So you're also going to be presenting some ways that a legal tech can help with our practices. Rebecca and I will be doing a live podcast taping there. So another opportunity to meet Erin and hear some more about what she's doing. So thank you so much, Erin. One, for being here on the show, but two, personally, thank you for taking our field and taking us a step forward and helping people. That's something that Rebecca and I take so seriously in having done this for so long, wanting to help people. And you're really a pioneer, and we're just in awe of what you're doing, and we thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The feeling's mutual. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.